This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On Course Reporter for the event is going to be Amanda Baliones. And she joins us here on the show. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, this is a cool event. This is an event that has some weight behind it. You know, you have big names. So how are you preparing for a day with Tiger, Peyton Manning, Phil, and Brady?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. Usually I'm preparing for a full PGA Tour field for our CBS golf schedule. So to only have to prepare for four guys, you would think would be easier, but then I thought, oh man, no, you have to talk about just four guys for about 4 hours. So
yeah.
So let's really start diving in. But you know, these guys are so well known. They are having so much fun with this, and they're so excited for this competition. You know, I think the inaugural match when it was just Tiger and Phil, that was fun, but they both said, you know, we kind of clamped up. We stopped talking because we got laser focused and we wanted to beat each other. So I think that's why they brought in Peyton and Tom, and we've already seen it with so much fun trash talking that they've done with the Cisco kind of, you know, the four-way trash talking banter they did to announce the match on social media. They've all been going hard on it, which has been hilarious. So it's been fun. I called Archie Manning and got some good stories from him about Peyton and Tom, actually talked to Phil's caddy a little bit. So I think everyone's just really excited for this. And I think the preparation is more so just making sure we understand the big picture of what this is for, and that this is purely an escape for viewers to be able to get back into a live sporting event and be distracted and have fun for a little bit.
Yeah, this is a highly competitive foursome here. Everybody has their alpha male in them. And you know what? I mean, the competition is going to be heavy. So when it comes to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, the two non-golfers, who do you think is the better golfer between those two guys?
You know, I guess if you're just looking strictly at handicap, Peyton is a 6.3, I think, and Tom's an 8.1. So Peyton has a little bit of an edge over him, but I have heard that Tom is really good on the greens, which should probably surprise nobody since putting is like 99.9% mental. So he always probably believes it's going in, and it pretty much always goes in.
Yeah.
So that could definitely be a, you know, that could even the playing field a little bit. But, you know, Tiger has the home course advantage. I'm sure he plays out of Medalist every day. So I'm sure he's been prepping Peyton with some insider info that maybe Phil can't provide Tom. But, you know, when it comes down to it, doesn't really matter. We see it all the time on the PGA Tour, guys playing at a course they grew up playing, and they rarely win. You know, because I think when it comes down to game time, they still have to execute when it matters most under pressure. So I think really it's going to be what team is able to ham and egg it the best on that second nine when they switch to that modified alternate shot format, and there is all of the pressure in the world to execute one shot at a time.
Amanda Baliones is joining us. She is going to be on course reporter for the Match Champions for Charity. Tiger and Peyton Manning versus Phil and Tom Brady coming up this weekend on the Turner Networks. You know, what's interesting is that, you know, Tiger Woods, what's his health like? I mean, we are waiting to see if he can stripe some bombs on this course. Do you have any idea what type of golf health or status Tiger is at right now?
No, and you know, I'm not, he's not the most transparent guy when it comes to that. And I think we've all come to kind of accept that. And I think we also have come to accept that he plays probably under more, he has played under more pain and more injuries than anybody ever has in the game. He is one tough dude. But I tend to think that if he were not ready to go, he would not go. You know, I think he's learned over the years that it's not worth it to come back early. It's not worth it to put your body at risk, especially at his age. And what he's really trying to accomplish, I think, probably for the rest of this year. So my instinct is that he feels good. He's had a lot of time off, as everyone has on the PGA Tour, to get healthy and rehab and get their minds and bodies right. So I don't think that they would be playing this if Tiger wasn't ready to go.
These guys all have major weight behind them. They all have major celebrity. And, of course, they're going to bring a lot of eyeballs. So how are they going to use their celebrity in this event to actually raise the money for COVID-19 relief?
Well, I think partially it comes from the amazing partnerships that these guys have. And Turner's done a great job of bringing in some charities and organizations that are in desperate need of help as well. And then I think there's the star power of just who they know and who wants to be a part of it. You know, the guest call-ins that I know are going to happen and probably add some surprise there as well. But, I mean, total between these four guys and Turner's unbelievable job at organizing this, we're going to be donating over $10 million to COVID-19 relief, you know, that's going to a multitude of organizations to help this country in a lot of different ways, because let's be honest, we all need it right now. So I think that really is the most important thing. And I think when we talk about these guys being super competitive, they are, but they also understand the bigger picture of why they are here and why they are doing this, especially during this time.
You know, they have a star power, all four of them, that there's some major heft there. There is going to be a lot of eyeballs on them. But Tom Brady seems to be embracing that. After years in New England where you're supposed to just do your job, put your head down, Tom seems to be really relishing the attention. So are you looking forward to talking to him coming up this weekend? I mean, it feels like there's never been a microphone he hasn't wanted to speak to over the last 2 months.
I am looking forward to it. You know, and it's interesting. Obviously, the Patriots do things a different way, and you got to kind of fall in line there to be successful. But it's kind of similar in my mind to what we've seen from Tiger Woods. You know, he hit a point in his career and in an age where he said, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy this more. And I think Tom, it seems to me like he's in that same similar place. He has reached, you know, the pinnacle six times. He's done what he needs to do. And now I think he's just out there really enjoying the game and having fun. And really, I think taking in everything he's worked for his entire life. And I think that is going to be a fun part of this. Hopefully we see him a little bit more open than maybe we've seen him on the football field, because let's face it, golf is, I think, the one place where you see guys start to open up and give personalities where maybe you wouldn't see it in their profession, you know, inside the office or, you know, inside the boardroom or on the football field, on the basketball court. When you put these guys on a golf course all talking trash to each other, there's just something about it that brings out a different side of them that we wouldn't see otherwise. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing that with Tom and honestly all four guys.
Yeah, so am I. This is going to be cool. There's a lot of weight behind this in terms of raising money for COVID-19. There's a lot of heft behind the names here and the A-list celebrity star power, but it's also for a good cause. And I think, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, there's just a way to be a distraction, a diversion in the middle of all of this, and watch guys that we've been wanting to watch in some type of sports realm for a while now. So Tiger and Peyton Manning versus Phil and Tom Brady coming up. Blockbuster live golf. This is going to be live. Coming up on Sunday, they're going to raise money for COVID-19 relief. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern time across TNT, TBS, True TV, HLN. Bleacher Report has a pre-match show beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern time on the Bleacher Report app. Amanda Baglione is going to be on the course as the reporter for the match, Champions for Charity. Amanda, great stuff. Good luck on Sunday. Can't wait to watch.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. That's going to be cool. Sports, it's coming back, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.